high. That should break the old record of 81. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Some showers move in late tonight and early in the day. Friday as a cold front sweeps through the state. It'll be windy, colder during the day Friday with temperatures falling through the 50s down to about 51 by sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60s Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The shooting death of a man in Montgomery is now being investigated as a homicide. Police say 30-year-old Nordriquis Caldwell was found dead from a gunshot wound on Rigby Street Sunday night. They say after opening a death investigation, it was determined his death was criminal. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed has announced he will run for mayor of Montgomery. He was elected as probate judge in 2012, becoming the youngest and first African American to hold the position. And the Alabama Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is investigating after decapitated deer carcasses were found on County Road 3 in Autaugaville. They say this type of activity is usually linked to poaching and illegal night hunting. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Controversy multiplying.
Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to dressing in blackface.
Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for listing her race as American Indian for the State Bar of Texas.
I should have been more mindful of the distinction with tribal citizenship.
In San Francisco, a restaurant and 5 buildings went up in flames through a gas explosion near Golden Gate Park.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's military using trailers to block desperately needed food and supplies from the United States.
Underground explosions rocking Atlanta. At least 10 electrical blasts were reported under the city's famous Peachtree Street.
New York City has told businesses to stop serving food with the cannabis extract until it is deemed as a safe food additive.
And NASA says the last 4 years have been the hottest 4 on record.
We've been warming a lot, and it's becoming extremely clear.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places. Different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstart 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, you give him a big old thumbs up. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is down 306 points. The temperature outside is 76 degrees.
Yeah.
It is going to be, I'm sweating a little bit, be sitting out on my deck. Hot coffee and hot weather don't go together necessarily real well. And it's going to get up to 80 degrees today. That's something you don't say very often on February the 7th.
That's unusual indeed.
But then the temperatures come crashing down tomorrow. Not crashing, no, probably oversimplification. We got some rain coming in, things like that. But they do definitely drop.
Yeah, we're not getting another polar vortex, but the temperatures will cool down.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see. Wrong routing number. I need to put that there. 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And let's see. And then anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's made up of that gift basket? Well, anything that you put into it, worth up to $60. Debbie finally picked up her gift.
Yeah.
And that's from November.
Wow.
I know. Karen called me and said, do we have a winner named Debbie? Says she hadn't picked up her basket yet? Said, no, she's been not feeling too good or something.
Yeah.
So we cleared the runway for her so she can go down and with her mom and go pick up her basket. That's good. How about that? Oh, man. We got the we got all sorts of stuff going on in the world here. We've got Virginia is just falling apart. It's just falling apart.
It's almost hilarious. It kind of is.
It really is. And the Democrats have really kind of maneuvered themselves into kind of a bad place. You know, during the Kavanaugh hearing, it was, I believe her. She's very credible. She's very believable. But then Felix, the lieutenant governor, nobody's saying squat about the lady that's saying that he basically forced her to have sex with him, which could, a.k.a. be rape, I guess you could say.
Yes.
But nobody's coming out saying, I believe them. And, I mean, they made a big point. Big point. Blumenthal, Schumer, all these senators out there. And it was such a setup. But they're just quiet as a little mouse on this one. And then you've got the governor, and he's got his problems. The school yearbook people didn't kind of show up for their own press conference yesterday.
I wonder why. I mean, who would have even scheduled that? Like, if you're the school, and it, like, don't even say nothing, in my opinion. Unless this is a habit, and it's in a lot of yearbooks year after year.
Well, and that's, somebody needs to, and the governor's kind of saying, I'm going to hire a private investigator to figure this out. And the investigator's going to go, you did it. That'd be $200. He's as money I've ever made.
I still love that the governor's wife had to give him some look to go, don't you dare moonwalk right now.
Inappropriate.
We're here to apologize for blackface. Don't start moonwalking, sir.
I'm ready for the photograph to show up of him with that little dab of shoe polish. You notice he said on there, I don't know if you've ever experienced, but if you put shoe polish on, it's hard to get off. So first question I would say is, so you've done this before? I mean,
well, for all three of their top officials to be in some sort of trouble, two of them for blackface confessions, it's, man, I don't know what you're going to do if you're a Democrat in the state of Virginia. And I don't know if they're going to resign. They might, especially the governor, might try to stick around. He seems as though he doesn't feel like he's done anything deeply wrong. So, we'll see.
Yep. It. And then you have the attorney general.
Right.
And he just came out and just confessed.
It was on his conscience. It was weighing on him.
Yeah. So this is getting pretty bad here. And then the fourth person, I was wrong when I said this. I thought it was done like the United States, like the federal government is. But the third person in line is the Attorney General. The fourth person in line is the Speaker of the House, who happens to be Republican.
I mean, so, how did you become governor? Well,
well, it's a long story. we had to eliminate several people before we even got to that point.
There was shoe polish, there was forced sex, there was, and none of it done by me. It just, they kept dropping like flies. It was amazing.
Let's listen to CBS talk about this story.
Begin in Virginia, everybody's talking about this, where the top three officials in that state government are now all caught up in separate scandals. Three different ones. Attorney General Mark Herring admitted yesterday he did wear blackface to a college costume party back in 1980. One state lawmaker says when Herring apologized at a meeting, several people were crying.
A few days ago, Herring called for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a yearbook photo showing a man in blackface. We're also learning more about an allegation of sexual misconduct against Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, which he denies. Ed O'Keefe is at the Capitol building in Richmond.
Just a couple hours after the Attorney General admitted that he had once posed in blackface, the professor accusing the Lieutenant Governor of sexual assault went public with her allegations. And then last night, the editorial board at the Washington Post, which here in Virginia is considered an influential local newspaper, called on Governor Ralph Northam to step down. It's fair to say nobody has ever seen anything quite like this.
We need to hold everybody to the same standard.
Virginians are reeling.
He should be held accountable. We're screwed, and we need to replace them.
And lawmakers at the state capitol are in shock after Attorney General Mark Herring revealed he painted his face black while in college in 1980. Herring said in a statement Wednesday he joined friends in dressing like rappers we listened to at the time, putting on wigs and brown makeup to perform a song at a party.
Okay, under the category of poor choices. And they performed at this place. I want to see the video of that. Of course, I guess back in 1980s, you didn't have a heck of a lot of video around like you do now.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff I did in the early 2000s and the early aughts that I'm glad there weren't too many cameras around. But I was still a young teenager. There might have been some things with golf carts and trees.
Okay, is this confession day?
Yeah, let's just confess all of our sins.
I like that. News 93.1, more on this right after this quick break.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram Truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
near...
That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are...
The river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55...
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network. And all Blue Water radio stations.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Whitaker's been subpoenaed before the Judiciary Committee. He said he's not going to appear unless they withdraw the subpoena. We have Judge Napolitano talk about that in a little bit. Very timely, our cuts today. Okay, let's continue with the saga in Virginia.
On Saturday, he said it is no longer possible for Governor Northam to lead the Commonwealth after a racist photo, including a man in blackface, was discovered on Northam's medical school yearbook page. The latest revelation rocked Virginia Democrats, including those in Washington.
I'm shocked and incredibly disappointed. It's just made me sick. From Friday to now, it's just been one bit of bad news after the next.
Further complicating things for Democrats, the first in line to replace Northam, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, faces a sexual assault allegation. His accuser, Vanessa Tyson, released a statement saying at the 2004 Democratic Convention in Boston, consensual kissing quickly turned into a sexual assault when Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex on him. Fairfax has denied her allegation and said in a statement, "Reading Dr. Tyson's account is painful. I have never done anything like what she suggests."
Now we're at a point where no one seems to have clean hands.
Jeff Shapiro has covered Virginia politics for nearly 40 years.
The political aftershocks of all this. Virginia has an election every year. This year is a particularly consequential one in that the legislature is up for grabs.
That's right. As Jeff said there, Democrats are worried that these scandals could spoil their chances of retaking the legislature later this year. Now, after the top three scandalized leaders comes the Republican House Speaker. He has said that the governor should go, but he hasn't said that the lieutenant governor or attorney general should resign, at least not yet.
Yeah, I would say that the abortion stuff and then this kind of puts a bad face on the Democrats here.
Yes.
They definitely going to be losing it here.
Well, I don't understand why political parties, but it could be the Catholic Church in certain instances. It's like when something bad occurs, like some scandal occurs and the news breaks, own it. Yes, say this is wrong and deal with it very quickly. I think some Democrats have done that, maybe some for cynical political purposes until they found out about the allegations against the lieutenant governor. But this is bad top to down. I don't think there's any way to spin it.
Yeah, the attorney general went so far as to say not only did he do that, that he was, they were doing the rappers and performing, but there may be some other occasions also.
Oh, no. When'd you go to a rodeo or something?
I don't know. Don't know. Man. Well, with that, we kind of got into a little bit of a discussion yesterday talking about blackface, and we'll get to the Jason Napolitano stuff a little bit later on here. But CBS had somebody on this morning that talks about the legacy of blackface and what it kind of means and where did it come from. So I thought you guys would be interested in this.
Blackface has a long and painful and racist history in this country. So we want to give you a heads up that some of the images we're about to show you are very disturbing. Blackface became popular in the mid-1800s in minstrel shows when white performers darkened their faces to depict African Americans in prejudicial and offensive ways. The well-known blackface minstrel character, Jump Jim Crow, was the namesake for Jim Crow laws, the measures that enforced segregation in the South. Even black actors were forced to wear blackface in part to make white audiences feel superior. Civil rights organizations have pointed out for decades that blackface dehumanizes black people and reinforces very harmful racial stereotypes. DeWandalyn Reese is curator of music and performing arts at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington and joins us at the table to discuss. We had such a spirited conversation in the makeup room this morning, so I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Why don't you start us off by letting people know why this is so offensive? Because I have so many white friends that say, I don't understand it. I meant no harm. I admire Diana Ross. I admire, as the Attorney General said, Curtis Blow. And I was really trying to pay a compliment.
Well, it's really, part of it is really understanding the history of blackface and the inception, which started in the mid-1800s. And what it was white performers blacking up their face and caricaturing African Americans, looking at them as lazy, unintelligent, stereotyping in their certain stereotypes like the mammy figure, Uncle Tom, the trickster. And so all these caricatures were taking elements of African American people and making them objects for ridicule and humor and entertainment.
That makes sense. Give you a little background to this. 272-9228, we'll be back after our bottom of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says House Democrats are going nuts with plans to investigate his personal and financial life. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responds,
"Whatever the president says about us, he's projecting his own unruliness. He's a projector. And that's what it's about."
The House Intelligence Committee plans a wide-ranging look into Russian election meddling and the president's finances. President Trump scheduled to be meeting again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in 3 weeks.
U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea Stephen Biegun in Pyongyang for a second day, trying to work out details with North Korean officials about the next Trump-Kim summit. That is set for 2 days, February 27 and 28, in Vietnam. The sense is there has to be something more substantive coming from North Korea than what came out of last June's Singapore summit.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Two southern regional banks are merging, BB&T and SunTrust. Combined, it'll be the sixth biggest bank in America. This is Fox News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the last of the warm days before reality comes back tomorrow. For today, a good bit of sunshine. Unusually warm, you bet. We'll get up to about 82 for a high. That should break the old record of 81. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Some showers move in late tonight and early in the day Friday as a cold front sweeps through the state. It'll be windy, colder during the day Friday with temperatures falling through the 50s down to about 51 by sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday, with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60 Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
I tell you something, girl. I think you understand.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Girl, I said that little something to you. I want to hold your hand.
For those of you who are listening to us on the app, it's 334-272-9228. Let's continue on with kind of understanding the legacy of blackface and kind of one of the things she kind of mentioned, you know, well, I'm a real big fan of Diana Ross, and so I was trying to credit her by dressing up like her. But then the blackface is what takes it too far. Let's go.
Where we are today, they're not trying to play the mammy role or the Jim Crow role.
No, they're not. It's the lingering images of blackface and minstrelsy that really kind of set the course for popular entertainment, which has gone throughout the 20th and the 21st century.
Do people's intentions matter, Dwendolyn, here?
Not necessarily, because I understand how people would think it is a form of flattery. It's a form of just imitating somebody you admire. But it's knowing the history that really makes a difference and how painful these images were for African Americans and what it set off in this country of a way of stereotyping and dehumanizing people based on the color of their skin.
Which was an effort to enforce powerlessness, which is if you dehumanize and make them lesser, then you can do any old thing you want with the law.
It is a question of power. And when people ask the opposite, someone had mentioned White Chicks, the movie, when the Wayans brothers dress up as white women. And it is different.
How so? Why so?
Well, I think it's that power dynamic you talk about with appropriating people's images. And it is when you have the power to do that and to oppress, it's very different than a cultural exchange, a fair cultural exchange.
I mean, Jim Crow, the original blackface character, became to epitomize the Jim Crow laws, state and local laws that enforced segregation, enforced bigotry, enforced Plessy v. Ferguson, all of that. That's the history of this country. To Gail's question, what about those who are saying, and this was the conversation that Gail brought up this morning, those who are saying that doing it in an inspiring way, an aspiring way to dress up as Beyonce or a cultural figure of prominence?
It's still painful. It's still painful for African Americans, and I think there are also a lot of white Americans who feel the same way. Those images are tied to a legacy of oppression and slavery and objectifying and devaluing people. So if you look at the cultural mores at the time, the images really have a lasting impact and don't mean what people intend necessarily.
Hey, here's a question. Is there a blackface level, but then you remember the lady who was who called herself black and actually would she darkened her skin?
Rachel Dolezal, yes.
Oh man, that's a name out of the past. Is that okay though?
No.
Well, if you're going to present yourself as Beyonce and you didn't do it in blackface, but you did, you toned the skin, your skin deeper. Would that be okay?
It's almost like,
because I think the blackface, I've got that part. I got that stuff.
They're like the photo that the governor of Virginia is allegedly in.
Oh man,
that is a straight up blackface caricature.
Yeah, with the KKK guy next to
you. Yeah, that's there's no arguing that.
There's
one.
No alcohol involved in that decision.
Yeah, there's no wiggle room there. I don't know. To me, it seems that amazing. Different things can mean different things of different people. So like this guy might have very well been like, I love Michael Jackson, he had no idea about the history and he did this, but then other people who know the history see it with
but
that in mind.
If there's a light-skinned black person in America, it was Michael Jackson.
That's true.
So why didn't he do just makeup?
Yeah,
because I think he could have pulled that one off,
right? When you easily can do an impersonation of Michael Jackson without darkening your skin.
Exactly.
So you wear the iconic jackets and clothes.
Well,
and gloves.
And do the makeup and all that kind of stuff and do your face where it's more white.
Right.
I think the governor is just, I think he just kind of did the whole cloth thing on the Michael Jackson. Because why hadn't somebody said, came out today and said, every picture that was on that page, he put on that page. So one of his classmates said that. I don't know if that classmate was white, was black, knew him, didn't know him, good friend, no friend.
But I'm thinking if we're trying to set some objective standard, what Rachel Dolezal did, just presenting herself as black, presenting herself not just as black, but as like
race acquisition.
Like as a spokesman for the race and for the cause.
And NAACP.
Yeah, I think that's much worse than a guy trying to do a Michael Jackson impersonation. But I think both are a little like, well, the guy with the Michael Jackson impersonation would be like, don't do that. It's not like the end of the world, but please don't do that.
I think we're going to be somewhere in the time in the future here, and I'm talking about a couple of days, I think something else is going to happen with the governor.
Yes.
And then the stuff that's going on with the lieutenant governor, if he ascends to the governorship, and then this kind of happens, you know, do they make an appointment to a lieutenant governor slot? Or does it stay like in the state of Alabama and it just stays vacant? I don't know. Let's go to Glenn Henry. Glenn Henry, welcome aboard the Denmark Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How you doing?
I'm really good, my friend. How are you?
Good. Hey, Dan, on the blackface, I don't take that seriously. But I think where blackface started, I can remember when I was a little boy, at night when we played hide-and-go-seek with white kids, we would always win. The white kids couldn't see us. At some point, the white kids got smart and said, hey, we're going to start wearing blackface. And that's where I believe blackface started, was when the black kids and white kids were playing hide-and-go-seek at night. So I don't think there's anything wrong with blackface.
So,
how about you?
So when you would play hide-and-go-seek and y'all would mm-hmm. whoop them really bad, so they would come out and they would have blackface on?
Right. Once they got smart, because, of course, if I'm black and it's dark, and we could see the white kids at night, so we would always win.
Okay.
So finally, once the white kids got smart, they said, look, we're going to start wearing blackface, and then we couldn't see them. So our secret was, if we were black, if the white kids got close to us, we would say, don't smile and don't open your eyeballs. So the white kids couldn't see us. We were smart back then, Dan.
I like that.
But we could only win that game up to a certain point. And these things were true when I was growing up. We would beat the white kids up to a certain point, but once they got smart, they did actually start putting dark stuff on their face so we couldn't see them. And we were doing that as a little boy. But, you know, when whites dress up with blackface and they're at a contest or something like that dancing, I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, with all the problems we got in the black neighborhoods, I really think a lot of blacks are trying to get votes, you know, and mainly they're Democrats. And, of course, I'm from the South. You know, I've lived around white people all of my life. You know, I love white people and people of all races. But I think it's really ridiculous when we're telling white people, because you put on blackface, that you've got to lose your job. Back when they were in college or high school, and you know we weren't that bright back in high school and college. You know, you're going to do dumb things. But I really think, you know, this stuff is really going overboard.
Glenn, thanks for the cell phone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Tom. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Gentlemen, I can't even believe this is still a topic of discussion. It's so ridiculous and trivial that...
I'm not sure how trivial it is.
It is. It's just ridiculous. It has nothing to do with world situations and things that really matter in the world. It's cosmetic dressing and cover up for all the real things that are going on. You know what I mean? I don't see, and it's just part of the whole race thing that doesn't exist. I just don't see the race problems that these people keep trying to perpetuate. It just doesn't exist. Do you think?
Well, I think you're approaching it the wrong way. I think you're trying to look at it as a spectator, and what's really happening here is the undertow of what Democrats have done, particularly with sexual harassment and what they did with Kavanaugh, and then where they've always called Republicans racist. Well, sorry, but your attorney general and your governor look a little suspicious here.
Yes, very much so, and I'm glad I am a spectator, because I'd hate to be on the inside of this mess right here. It's just a cesspool, but it is truly ironic that it's all the people that have brought all this on themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's the interesting part of that. The next thing is you have an election coming up in November 2019 for the House in Virginia, and this could have a real effect on it. You also have a 2020 election. And having wounded ducks in office is going to make it harder for the Democrats to win Virginia.
Oh, not to mention Pocahontas has had her feathers.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, and the guy in Chicago, have they arrested him for false report yet? Because I do believe it's coming.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, and Elizabeth Warren just cannot get out of her own way. She cannot get out of her own way.
And then Bernie's going to stop air travel in 10 years. So, what is it, HB1? They went over it last night. Have y'all gone over it yet, the new House bill, number one?
We have not.
Oh, this is real entertainment. I'm sure you will go over it. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't actually, of House Bill 1.
The U.S. Congress. It's the Democratic proposals. It's HB1. They went over it last night on Nightly Business Report, and it's very entertaining. I'm sure you will hear from it or get to it.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Let me go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, my man.
How are you, my friend?
Boy, I tell you, these topics keep me, they help me call in every day.
I know.
I remember at the news clip you played about 15 minutes ago. I mean, the lady who explained the origin of blackface.
Yeah, that's why I played it.
Yeah, then Glenn Hillary gonna come up with some type of cockamamie story. I can see him being partial. I mean, I think he's married to a white lady. That's his choice. But the people that kind of like want to stick their head in the sand on this, and it just proves true to what Eric Holder said. We have a bunch of cowards when it comes to talking about race. And unfortunately, we have some black ones too.
Not me.
I mean, it's pathetic. I know you're not, Dan. You're standing up to the plate. But it's ridiculous. People wanna like make light of this situation here. I mean, it's and that's what keeps it in the consciousness of especially in this nation. But people want to deny the situation when it comes to race and the origin of it.
Let me ask you something. What do you think should happen to the governor in Virginia?
Yes, I think why should it play out like this? You remember Trent Lott?
Right.
He made a statement, and he stepped down. I mean, you have a Klan outfit. And who published this anyway?
The school did.
Yes, you have a Klan outfit.
That's the thing. Why did not, because every school that has a yearbook has a teacher oversight. Whatever you do, if you're banned or whatever, everybody has a teacher oversight. Who was the teacher that was doing oversight of that year's yearbook?
Dan, this indicts that entire school, I guess, for that year anyway. Why would you allow that to be printed? And were there any black kids in attendance?
There you go. My question would be, were there any blacks that were students there? Number two, who had oversight? Number three, were there any other pages that had pictures like that?
Yeah, I guess a lot of more of the stuff will come out. But even if the lieutenant governor's in a little bit of hot water, and if that proves to be true, then he should step down also, and we just move on.
Yeah, and again, to me, the irony of it is that when Kavanaugh was up, you had all of these Democrat senators, tons of them, Schumer, Blumenthal, the senator from Hawaii. All these folks, you know, said she's believable. She's a credible witness on Ford, but they don't say that on this lady that that was at the Democrat convention, I think, in 2004.
Yeah. Well, to talk about the political commentary going on right now, I hear there's going to be more investigations, Dan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that. Adam Schiff is on the warpath.
Yes, I heard also that there should be some more indictments coming out tomorrow. You hear anything about that?
I have not heard anything about that.
Okay. All right, Dan, good to talk to you. I got it wrong.
Take care, St. James, News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
I'll tell you something, girl.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, good deeds voluntarily, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was been listening to your conversation here, and I guess my first question is, it seems like what we're calling blackface is if a Caucasian puts any type of a dark makeup on their face, that's considered blackface, correct?
Well, I don't look at it as any. I look at it as black, kind of shoe polish level on your face.
Oh, okay, because it sounded like the one lady that you played, that was what she was saying, was even if you put makeup, dark makeup on it, that from an African-American's perspective would still be viewed as being blackface. Because I know I used to consider blackface as just the black clown-like makeup, that was blackface, and if you used theatrical dark makeup, then that was an imitation, you know, wanting to pay homage to a person.
Right. Well, and that's why I was posing that question. Does that, you know, if you darken your skin where you look, it's darker, but it's not black, is that offensive?
Well, see, that's what I'm hearing people are saying today, that that's, under today's standards, yes, that just using the dark makeup would be considered blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you view it that way, we can have some problems, because if you go back, there's been multiple occasions where people have done that, and they, you know, not only were they not, you know, ridiculed, but they were celebrated for it. But I think the other point I wanted to make was that we are taking people out of context and are superimposing our current context on them. I don't think that's right, because there's no way that a person 40 years ago could have known what our social mores were going to be today. And so I think to judge them correctly, you have to look at, well, what was the society they were in at that time, and were they working within the norms of that society, or were they outside the norms of that society? Now, you can judge the society itself, so I don't have a problem with saying, okay, what people did 40 years ago was wrong by our standards today, but I think on the individual case, that how can you blame someone for that? Is that making sense?
So what you're saying, that in your mind, in 1984, it was acceptable for someone to be in blackface?
I think it was. I don't think that 1984 people were that freaked out over it. They did not view it, especially if you were in a Caucasian community, you did not understand the significance that it had to African-American people if you did not have a lot of interaction with African-American people.
So do you think that in the Deep South that people would understand that you shouldn't be doing that?
I think some of them would, but I could see where there'd be some people who would not.
Yeah, one thing from traveling all around the United States and living up in Washington, D.C., there's a big difference between how Southerners look at race and how everybody else looks at race. If you're not, and the more tribal you are in a city, Boston is a great example, New York is another, where you have communities and races that live together. You have Spanish Harlem, you have Black Harlem, you have the Italian district, you have the Chinese, Chinatown area of New York. I mean, you have people go into these little microcosms, and I think that's where race problems really start happening, because you just become a more purified essence of yourself, and you're not interacting with people, other people of different races and color.
Right. So you think that's part of what is happening today, where we're getting to where people are not able to view things and say, okay, well, maybe this person's intent was not just automatically evil, that it was maybe they just misunderstood, they were ignorant about something.
Well, I think what, you remember the Starbucks situation where the black man went to Starbucks and the person questioned him and asked him to leave. He wanted to use the restroom and asked him to leave and then called the police on him?
Yeah.
That would not happen in the Deep South.
Oh, okay.
Because I think because we are much more attuned to that. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing in the case where the black man was with the two white children that he was babysitting in Washington State, which is a lily white state, by the way.
Well, and then also maybe if there's,
and they call the police.
If there are certain pockets of the Deep South where that might have happened, I doubt they would have had a Starbucks.
That was good. That was good.
So
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was, if you wanted to add something else, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my main point was just, I think that, you know, we need to not judge people so harshly, because I can remember times when things that were acceptable that should not have been acceptable, but they were, and we now today say we're not going to tolerate that, which we shouldn't. But to go back to that time and pull that out and say, well, that person today now should be, you know, not allowed to do anything because of decisions they made in that situation, especially if they haven't been making those decisions all along. If you're talking about, you know, decades and they've got other decisions they've made that were better, you know, just, and I know as a Republican, because they're Democrats, I should be going, no, we need to get rid of the guy immediately, but I don't think it's fair when they do it to us, and I just...
Yeah, that's what my issue is here. It's not that the governor should resign. It's that the Democrats jumped all over him and told him to resign. And that's what they were doing, that to inoculate themselves, I believe. My problem was when the lieutenant governor had an accuser come up, that people like Cory Booker, who basically just beat up Kavanaugh and said, I believe your accuser is believable and credible. He's not saying that about Felix, the lieutenant governor. He's, matter of fact, not saying anything about it. So the hypocrisy there is what I'm focused on the most. Dave, I'm up against my top of the hour break. Enjoy my conversation with you. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back with Mike and Steve right after this.
Dan Morris Show.